بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن أبي جرير جابر بن سليم رضي الله عنه قال رأيت رجلا يصدر الناس عن رأيه لا يقول شيئا إلا صدروا عنه قلت من هذا قالوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت جابر بن سليم رضي الله عنه he says I saw a man people were taking his opinion, listening to him, following him. And whatever he said, they just took it from him wholeheartedly. They accepted it, they followed it. So we learn from this the quality of Sahaba, Sami'na wa Ata'na. We listen and we obey. Allah give us the quality of Sami'na wa Ata'na. That when we listen to the Haqq, that we follow the Haqq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that a time will come where certain signs will be seen. Shuhan muta'an, hawan muttaba'an, dunya mu'tharatan, and wa ijabu kulli dhi ra'yin bi ra'yihi. People are worried about their own greed, desires being fulfilled, preferring the world over akhirat. And the last thing, each person has his own opinion. Don't tell me what to do. I know best what to do. So when that happens, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaykum anfusakum. Then don't worry about the people, worry about your own self. Because if you're going to now try and influence people, you might end up in a fight. So Allah Pak save us from that we have our own opinion about things. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving them a pure hadith, teachings of Islam, and they're accepting it. They're not applying their mind, they're not challenging it also, they're just accepting it. قُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا I asked, who is this? So they said, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I said, عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ لَا تَقُلْ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ تَحِيَّةُ الْمَيِّتِ قُلْ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ Another teaching. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he said, he greeted by saying, عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ So if you look at the meaning, not much difference in the meaning. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you can't greet like this by saying alayka salam. Because alayka salam is the greeting of the deceased, of the dead. You must say assalamu alayka. So we understand from this that deen is not what our minds tell us. Deen is what Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. We can't apply our minds. Even the simple thing of changing the word around. Likewise, Quran Majid speaks about the tahiyatul ahli jannah, the greeting of the people of Jannah, salamun alaykum. So there, without the alif lam, without the ma'rifah, the nakira is used, the indefinite, salamun alaykum. So you can't use that in the world. You can't say to someone, salamun alaykum. You have to greet in the way that we have been taught, as-salamu, with the alif lam, ta'arif, as-salamu, Alaykum. That is how you must greet. So we also learn from this that if someone corrects us, we must accept correction. Because here the person came now brand new, he doesn't even know it's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's saying alayka salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him immediately, don't say alayka salam. So this quality of correcting people where we have in a way of wisdom, in a way that will be accepted, and correcting our own children also. Unfortunately, as Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullahi mentions in the Fazail Amal, this aspect of parents praising, clapping their hands, and celebrating when the children are doing wrong things, but not concerned about their children and their upbringing, the correct upbringing. So this is very important. So whoever we have influence over, then we should correct them, and we should have this quality of accepting correction. قلت أنت رسول الله I asked are you رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said أنا رسول الله I am the messenger of Allah and who is Allah الذي إذا أصابك ضر فدعوته كشفه عنك Allah that when any harm comes to you and you make dua to Allah Ta'ala Allah Ta'ala will remove that harm see this is dawat and this is what is needed we all need dawat and we need a reminder That in different situations, a person, sometimes he becomes, so to say, disillusioned. So he needs to be reminded and realigned. that in every difficulty, if you make dua, Allah Ta'ala will remove it. And we have to have such yaqeen. We don't become influenced by media, don't become influenced by what we hear. Allah Ta'ala is in full control and above everything else. Wallahu ghaliban ala amrihi. In dua we say, Ya ghaliban ghayra maghloob. Nuh alayhi salam made dua, inni maghloobun fantasir. Allah is ghalib. Allah Ta'ala always is above everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the superpower above everything. And Allah Ta'ala will never be overpowered. So a person has to have such yaqeen. إِذَا أَصَابَكَ ضُرٌّ فَدَعَوْتَهُ كَشَفَهُ عَنْكَ. When any problem comes to you, however difficult it might seem, and however impossible it might seem to come out of it, if you make dua, Allah Ta'ala will remove it. وَإِنَ أَصَابَكَ عَامُ سَنَةٍ فَدَعَوْتَهُ أَنْبَتَهَا لَكَ. And if a year of drought afflicts you, you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will change the situation. Allah will make the crop grow for you. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ بِأَرْضِ قَفْرٍ وَفَلَاتٍ. If you are in a barren land or in a desert, فَضَلَّتْ رَاحِلَتُكْ. And your animal gets lost, your conveyance gets lost. In our terms, if a person's vehicle, Allah forbid, got stolen, or it broke down, فَدَعَوْتَهُ رَدَّهَا عَلَيْكَ. And you make dua, Allah Ta'ala will make a way for it. Allah Ta'ala will return your animal to you, your conveyance to you. قَالَ قُلْتُ اِعْهَدْ إِلَيَّا. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me some advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which is linked to the topic, لَا تَسُبَّنَّ أَحَدًا. Don't ever swear anyone. فَمَا سَبَبْتُ بَعْدَهُ حُرًّا وَلَا عَبْدًا وَلَا بَعِيرًا وَلَا شَاتًا. So he says, after that day, I never swore any free person, I never swore any slave, any person of low standing in society, I didn't swear him also. Nor did I swear an animal, I never even swore a camel, nor did I swear any goat, any animal, I didn't swear after that day. One beautiful quality we see, one teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one word, لا تسبن أحدا. Don't ever swear anyone, and he immediately complied. He said, after that, I never ever swore any free person, any slave, any camel or any goat. Allah Ta'ala give us these beautiful qualities. Subhanallah.